broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about President Trump's Supreme Court pick. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, the unknown. We're going to take a look in a little bit more detail at some of his past opinions, things that he has done, things that he has written. And, of course, the big issue in all of these picks is always the unknown. If we go back and we look at President Reagan's picks, he had Sandra Day O'Connor. He had Justice Kennedy, two of the most liberal judges that we've ever had. Of course, Kennedy, and this is one of my concerns about Kavanaugh and some of the other judges, Kavanaugh clerked for Kennedy. Kennedy has been one of the people who is not an originalist. We hear from all the supporters of President Trump's pick on this. This is a guy that's going to stand by the letter of the law. He's going to be a fair referee and so forth. Well, that's not where Kennedy was. Kennedy felt that it was his responsibility to decide how he was going to cut the baby. And he would use not only our Constitution, but he would use foreign law, and he was proud of it. He was the exact opposite of Scalia, who was the third pick of President Reagan. So one out of three ain't good. And then we look at George H.W. Bush. What did we get from him? Well, we got Clarence Thomas, very good judge. We also got David Souter. And so when we go through and look at this history, it is a mixed bag, isn't it? The Democrats always seem to get what they want. And I think part of the reason of that is that these judges who are politically appointed, but then totally unaccountable to anyone, the way that we've set up this institution, always move to the left. That is the real danger of all of this. And so we're going to take a look at some of that. We also have some other news here. We're also going to look at the rally cry of both the left and the right, abortion. It is a very useful tool for both political parties, and they don't want it to go away. Quite frankly, you had all of these protests immediately after President Trump had made the selection. They had already decided they were going to protest. They had the signs pre-printed, I'm sure. They immediately had a rally, and it was so raucous that it scared away the Fox News reporters from the steps of the Capitol building, wherever it was there in Washington that they were. Scared away. It's too rough for them. Too rough for the Fox reporter. But when we look at the rally that they had, there were some general signs, you know, protect Roe v. Wade and so forth, because that's their rallying cry. But they also had a couple of signs printed up with Kavanaugh's name on it. I'm sure they had signs printed up with all four of those justices. They may have had signs printed up with all 25, just in case. But it was a rally that nobody was surprised to see happen. And, of course, they're going to oppose it. And, of course, he's going to get confirmed because they have the votes. They're not going to have a Bork again. What they did to Bork, which was one of the picks of President Reagan, maybe one of the reasons why he went left. He also had Ginsburg, not Ruth Darth Vader Ginsburg, Douglas Ginsburg. He was kicked out of consideration when he admitted that he had toked on marijuana. Things have changed, haven't they? It's too bad that the people in the Supreme Court didn't stand up for the Constitution and say, where is the equivalent of the 18th Amendment that prohibited alcohol? Because you don't have the constitutional authority. And one of the problems that I have with Kavanaugh, we'll get to that later, but one of the problems I have with him is he seems to be a pragmatist. Well, it looks like there's a good reason to do this or that because it doesn't increase crime and people act responsible. Well, what if it did increase crime to have liberty? What if when you have liberty, people don't act responsibly? Does that negate my rights? Or does it mean that the government needs to do its job to lock up the people who violate the law? And that would include politicians in that list, of course. Even people who work for the FBI, even people who are the head of the FBI. What are we going to do when people violate the law? Well, it's not a problem when Supreme Court justices violate the law, or the FBI violates the law, or Hillary Clinton violates the law. Just when you and I do it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a news break coming up right after the hour, after this break. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. President Trump made his choice last night on Supreme Court Justice. We're going to talk about that. And now it is off to London. He didn't light this fire that is going on in London. Well, in a way, he did. In a way, he helped with the pushback against the European Union. But this turmoil that is going on in the UK right now with Theresa May, she had not only three out of the five Brexit people on the Brexit committee, it was the Brexit minister, he was the key resignation, two other people followed him out, so three of the five people left. And as I reported that yesterday, I said, well, people looking at this say, if Boris Johnson leaves, that's going to create a lot of pressure for a vote of no confidence. It's going to encourage ministers who are not happy with what Theresa May has been doing. I had a lot of people, as I tweeted out, I said, well, she's come out of the closet to oppose Brexit for sure now. And I had a lot of people correcting me and correctly stating she was always out of the closet. She was on the Remain side during the campaign. But then, of course, in order to get the prime ministership, as the prime minister who supported it stepped down, they needed to get a new prime minister. Well, she was the only one in the Conservative Party that was a Remainer. And then she pretended that she was going to support it at that point in time. But now the mask has come off. We understand that's not going to happen. And we've got a clip from Nigel Farage, as well as others, talking about what's going to happen. Boris Johnson, later yesterday afternoon, did resign. And so that gives new impetus to prime minister to members of parliament who want to have a vote of confidence on the prime minister, the person that Nigel Farage has called Theresa maybe. Well, it's no longer maybe. It is definitely she's not going to do Brexit. And the question is, what are they going to do about it? Nigel Farage has said, don't make me come down there. That's what we would say here in America. Don't make me come down there, but I'll do it if I have to. We got a great clip from him. It was interesting yesterday when I looked to see what Nigel Farage was saying about this. The very first article that came up was about the BBC saying that Farage has been criticized over a shark photo. I tweeted out and said, glad to see that BBC is remaining relevant and nonpartisan. Relevant to the, as everybody is talking about whether or not Theresa May is going to remain as prime minister, whether or not Brexit is going to go through or not. They start attacking Nigel Farage because they understand he is the guy that helped push that through more than anyone else. And so they criticize him over a shark photo. And I said, and how dare they call Theresa May a shark? She's more of a weasel. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up. We'll talk about Kavanaugh, the pick of President Trump, the good, bad, and as I said at the top of the hour, the unknown. How is he going to vote? We have a little bit of glimpses on this guy. He's got more of a history than the other three. I personally believe, and I said it yesterday when I heard the announcement, I think he was the worst of the four by far. Worst of the four by far. I'm very disappointed to see it. We have seen good and bad picks by presidents. We saw it with Ronald Reagan. Two very bad picks. One good pick. He picked Scalia, but he also picked Sandra Day O'Connor and Kennedy himself. And it's Kavanaugh's connections to Kennedy, to the Bushes, to the GOP establishment that really concern me. And I think we're not going to see liberty there. And of course, look, we should never appeal to 9 politically appointed justices who are unaccountable to us, unelected by us. We should never beg them for our liberty. We need to take it back, and I'm going to tell you what we need to start doing to take it back. We're also going to be joined in this broadcast with a filmmaker who has done a documentary on Lavoie Finicum. I think you're going to find it very interesting. We're going to talk about people who did fight back against government overreach at the grassroots level. And folks, that's what we need to do. We need to have more of that. Lavoie Finicum laid down his life for your freedom, not just his. And we need to have people who are willing to do that, who understand the issues that are involved here. We have now had all of the people in the Thai cave rescue situation have been brought out. The last ones were brought out on stretchers. They said they took out the strongest boys first. They said it may seem counterintuitive, but the reasoning was that the official is one of the boys who had the best chance of surviving to get through the escape route first. And it's going to be a great movie, isn't it? I'm sure there are multiple people working on scripts now in Hollywood. And the question is, who is going to play Wonder Woman? Because we can't have all of these boys rescued by men. It has to be a woman in the lead role. So we got to have Wonder Woman or some woman with superpowers that's going to go in there and rescue them with her magic lasso. That is the dilemma for Hollywood. How are they going to get this project greenlighted when they don't have the women taking the lead like they have in Star Wars and all these other films? I mean, this has been the complete matriarchy that is being sold to us by Hollywood. And we're talking about a patriarchy. Well, I don't want a matriarchy shoved down my throat either. There was a great tweet I retweeted yesterday on my Twitter account. Somebody said, well, you may hate men, but who do you turn to when the going gets tough in a situation like this? And that is, again, one of the most dangerous things that I can imagine. I mentioned yesterday just briefly my experience at the mouth of a cave. It scared me to death as a scuba diver. I cannot imagine going hours into this thing, as difficult and as dangerous as diving can be at times. And my diving instructors, that was one of the other things that helped convince me, besides my parents, to give it up. My diving instructors had both been commercial divers, had been welders, and things like that. They had had massive accidents. I mean, one guy's half of his face was blown off, but he's still diving. And they were scarred up. They'd been bent. A lot of different things. And it's like, wow. maybe this is kind of dangerous. But when you go under in a cave, and you do that for hours. And they had a Navy SEAL, a Thai Navy SEAL, who died as part of this rescue. It is incredibly difficult. You can't see anything because of the silt that is stirred up there, the constantly varying diameter of the cave. The fact that it was so small in one area, like I said, is like 28 inches wide. You got to take your tanks off to get through that even. That's one of the reasons they had to have two divers, one to help the young boy get through and one to pull him through, because you can't just leave the kid behind in an opening that's that small underwater. They'd been able to pump some of the water out. So it's going to be a great movie. Just got to find out how we're going to make the women the heroes in this. And when we talk about the heroes and the villains, we had ABC Nightline last night tweeting out 90 minutes before President Trump made his announcement. They said, tonight we're going to report on the controversial Supreme Court justice pick and the possible implications for the country. They knew that they were going to oppose it. Whoever Trump picked, it was going to be controversial, and they were going to oppose it. And so we had the radicals, the anti-fascists, as they call themselves, the Antifa. And as I said yesterday, let's stop calling them Antifa. What they're really telling us with that anti-FA, it's not that they're anti-fascist, they're anti-First Amendment. These are people who hate free speech. They want to shut down free speech everywhere they encounter it, and we have seen that time and time again. Of course, they do have limited free speech in the UK if it's the right kind of free speech. And we're going to see that now as President Trump heads first to NATO. We're going to talk about what's going on in NATO, and we're going to talk about his trip to the UK. I've mentioned the fact that Sadiq Khan has gladly green-lighted the protest against President Trump with the Trump baby balloon. Piers Morgan is in agreement with me. I find myself in agreement with Piers Morgan. This is like maybe the second time in my life that I've been in agreement with Piers Morgan. And he says, the orange Trump baby balloon is a pathetic stunt. But, you know, they will argue it's free speech, as they've got Tommy Robinson locked up for speaking out about grooming gangs. grooming kids and girls for rape. And he's reporting on that in front of the courthouse, and they lock him up and then gag the press on it. Oh, so the UK is all about free speech. But Piers Morgan talks about the point that I made just a couple of days ago, the fact that you've got crime rampant in the UK. I also talked about female genital mutilation rampant in the UK. And Piers Morgan takes the standpoint of, well, look at what Rudy Giuliani said. This is a guy who got crime down. And Rudy Giuliani said, from one mayor to another, do your job, Mr. Khan. When you've got crime spiraling up, you might want to pay attention to doing your job. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
Welcome back. As I said, President Trump is heading to a NATO meeting. We're going to talk about that in just one moment. And then after that, he's going to London, where he will be harassed by the left there. And it's going to be interesting. I don't know if they're, I guess it's not going to, even if they have a vote of no confidence against Theresa, maybe, they probably won't have a replacement by that time. So it's going to be kind of interesting once he gets there with all the turmoil that is apparently happening there. We're going to cover that later. We're also going to cover what's going on at NATO. But first, I wanted to finish up with what Piers Morgan was saying about the Trump baby balloon protest being put there by Sadiq Khan. As he opined on the Daily Mail, where he is the editor, he said Sadiq Khan should be ashamed of himself. He reported what Rudy Giuliani said. He said Giuliani said he's so busy attacking President Trump's visit. In the meantime, crime is spiraling in London. If crime is going up, he's obviously not paying attention to his job. This is one mayor who can tell him how to reduce crime. Giuliani said, you have to pay attention to your job. From one mayor to another, do your job, Mr. Khan. And Piers Morgan says he makes a very good point. He said, I wonder how long it took Mayor Khan to approve this idea of the balloon. Or how long it takes for the blade of a knife to pierce a human flesh, or for a bullet to explode in someone's heart, or for a thug on a moped to snatch a woman's handbag. And Piers Morgan points out knife attacks have soared 21%, shooting incidents by 23%, street robberies by 33%, motorbike robberies by 50%, murders by 44%. There have been over 80 murders so far in 2018. Now, what Piers Morgan does not point out is that there's been drive-by shootings in his gun control beloved London. That's what I have pointed out. It's like, Piers, you know, the laws don't stop that kind of stuff. And I imagine Mayor Khan is going to make sure that nobody has any guns or knives anywhere close to his precious Trump baby balloon. But anyway, they're going to have that stunt. And let's not forget, as I pointed out yesterday, that Sadiq Khan, when he was a lawyer, fought for Farrakhan to come into the UK. They said, we don't want him in. We don't like what he has to say. And that's the sad state of the UK. They don't really support free speech, right? They want to say, oh, we're having the Trump baby balloon because we support free speech. No, they wouldn't let Michael Savage in. They didn't want to let Louis Farrakhan in. They've jailed Tommy Robinson for reporting on the crimes that the government was covering up because they liked who was doing it. They wanted to protect those people. They wanted to protect their open border policy. And so they don't believe in free speech. They're not going to protect anybody. But he wanted to protect Farrakhan. But he has said over and over again that he doesn't want Trump coming to the UK. And so he approved this balloon there. And then finally, Piers Morgan says, if President Obama was still president and there was a plan to fly a giant black baby balloon of him in diapers over Parliament, how long do you think it would have taken Sadiq Khan to reject that idea as racist and offensive? To which I would say that if Sadiq Khan ever visits the United States, perhaps we should return the favor. And we should create a giant baby balloon, but instead of a diaper on the bottom, we put a diaper on the head in honor of his chosen religion there. Feminists are clashing with transgenders at London Pride Parade. That's the real concern of Sadiq Khan here. He's got a real problem. I mean, his problem is not Trump. His problem is the splintering of the LGBTQPRST, whatever. These people are splintering. They're coming after each other. As PJ Media said, conservatives have long predicted that feminism and transgenderism were ultimately incompatible, that they would be at each other's throats. And that seems to be happening right now. You have this march that he wants to be a part of. They had banners that read, trans activism erases lesbians. Ooh, what is a politically correct mayor going to do with this? How do you divide this baby? So Sadiq Khan denounced that banner and said, Pride is about celebrating difference and London's amazing LGBT plus community. He said the vast majority of those present at today's march respected and embraced that, and the mayor condemns the tiny minority who did not. So he was supposed to lead the march, but instead they stuck him in the back. For that, they stuck him behind a group called Get the L Out. This is a lesbian organization that wants to separate lesbian identity from the transgender identity. They began by saying, let's get the T
out of LGBT. And when that failed, they said, all right, let's just get the L out. I would suggest you do that. More insanity from Britain and sexual confusion, gender confusion. A British doctor has committed the unpardonable sin, reports WND. He is guilty of medical heresy. He has transgressed the sacred lines of revisionist science. The crime of Dr. David McCarrath, who had worked for the UK's National Health Services for 26 years, he dared to affirm that sex is biologically determined. That was his terrible transgression. The Christian doctor was fired by the government because he refused to identify patients by their preferred gender because he believes sex is established at birth. Yeah, folks, just like the American Pediatric Society said, it is psychiatric abuse to do gender confusion to our kids in kindergarten because gender is biological, it is objective, and it is binary. So forget the LGBTQ, PRST, whatever. It is BOB, biological, objective, and binary. As this person writing the article for WND said, I read the article one day after speaking with a British medical professor who is responsible for interviewing people that are coming into the hospital system. And she says, I've got a dilemma here. She said, they're coming in with life-threatening illnesses. And she said, we've got biological males who insist on being identified as females and vice versa. What do I do to keep my job? Because this is politically correct UK. She said doctors are not concerned with the mental state of these patients. They've got a real biological issue. And there are different risks for males and females for different things. Have you noticed? Have you not read? God created them male and female, but they are different. They have to be treated differently, physiologically different. She said, not to recognize this is to be unscientific, irrational, and liable to medical practice. They've got to deal with the biological realities. No, they don't, say people like Sadiq Khan. No, you don't. You play these mind games with people. It is very, very important. Just as they've now got the UK secondary schools, we had the ones who were having the issue about banning male students from wearing shorts during the summer, said they wanted them to wear more gender-neutral ensembles that included a skirt. Well, now, instead of having the boys wear a skirt, another school is saying nobody can wear skirts because it's too gender-specific. That's the UK for you. Coppleston High School in Ipswich has placed skirts on the list of inadmissible items along with skinny jeans and facial piercings. So where's this all going? Well, here's a picture of this. We got Patricia Piccinini's transgenic creations, because it's not going to end at transgender. It's going to go to transgenic. And this is an artist who creates these bizarre pictures of mutants because they want you to embrace your mutant future. We're going to talk about the Silicon Valley wringing its hands, saying they're not trusting us. They think that technology is out of control. As an engineer, I think they don't really care where this is going, and this is something we all need to be paying attention to. Stay with us.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny, and America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with Prebiotic Fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at President Trump's appointment, Kavanaugh. We'll take a look at the good, the bad, the unknown. And, of course, the left is apoplectic about this, as they would have been about anybody that President Trump picked. They're not happy that he even has a pick. They still haven't even gotten adjusted to the fact that he's president yet. This is just coming on too quickly for them. I mean, they've only had a year and a half to adjust to the fact that he's president. This is just bringing them on too quickly. They need to get back and decompress into their safe spaces here. But as we look at this, and here's one of the key things that I was concerned about with Kavanaugh. We can take a look, and we will take a look at some of the things that he's written in some of his decisions. But Reuters headline, Washington insider Kavanaugh boasts conservative credentials. The Washington insider part is the part that scares me. The clerking for Justice Kennedy is the part that scares me. The connections to the Bush family is the part that scares me. The connections to Ken Starr's whitewashing investigation is the part that scares me. He's got a lot of connections here, and when you look at some of his decisions, it doesn't really reassure me. We've had a long history, as I mentioned at the top of the program, of presidents, Republican presidents, appointing some of our most liberal judges, and Kennedy was one of them. Somebody clerking for Kennedy. Of course, that doesn't mean he's a Kennedy clone, but I would rather have somebody that was a clerk for Scalia, like Amy Barrett. I would much rather have somebody that at least tries to adhere to the rule of law. Yes, they all say they do. They all say, we will judge the law as it's written. That's what they're going to say in the confirmation hearings. That's the way that they get out of this. And then they will take two oaths of fealty. They'll take an oath to the Constitution, which they will ignore. But while they're having their confirmation hearings, they will all take an oath of fealty to Roe v. Wade. Yes, senators, I agree that Roe v. Wade is the established law of the land and may not be infringed upon. And that oath they will all abide by. They won't abide by their oath to the Constitution, but they will abide by that oath. And that's part of being a Washington insider, you know, because as we look at the hysterics of the left about the preservation of Roe v. Wade, you have to understand that it is equally important to the GOP. It's how you energize your base. For 45 years, isn't it? 1973? For 45 years, we've had this decision, Roe v. Wade, and conservatives have believed that the way to solve this problem is to vote for a president who will appoint a constitutionalist conservative justice who will say the federal government doesn't have any role in this decision and get out of the way. And for 45 years, nothing has happened with this. And they keep telling us, but you've got to keep voting for Republicans, because if you vote for the Republican Party, they'll get rid of Obamacare. If you vote for the Republican Party, they will stop the slaughter of babies in this country. If you vote for the Republican Party, they'll protect the border. Are you getting tired of that? Let me tell you something. I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. I've heard this story for too long. I've heard it for 38 years. Since Ronald Reagan got in, I heard a lot of lies from Ronald Reagan, things that he never delivered on. Very disappointed in his presidency, quite frankly. I thought he was the best presidential candidate we've ever had. And not so great as an actual president. So when we look at this, Reuters says Kavanaugh has viewed business regulations with skepticism in his 12 years as a judge, and he's taken conservative positions on some divisive social issues. So he has been reliable for the GOP in terms of taking on Obama-era environmental regulation. Yeah, he's loyal to the business base of the GOP. Is he really loyal, however, to the limited government grassroots base of the GOP? This is the guy, by the way, who came up with the prevarication that the Supreme Court's decision was based on that says, oh, no, you can do Obamacare because it's not a mandate to do something. It's just a mandated tax. Well, where's the constitutional amendment to let them tax us on health care? Well, we all knew what it was. It was simply a way to lie about the basis of Obamacare. We all knew that it was a massive subsidy, and they did it for business. So that's consistent with his history of standing up for big business. It was big insurance companies that were there. People want to think that Obamacare was to get health insurance for poor people? Nonsense. It wasn't to help the poor. It was to make the insurance companies richer. And Obama stole from investors, rich and poor, in the Freddie Mae, Fannie Mac fund. He stole that money to hand it over to the insurance companies. You think you're getting your money's worth out of health insurance? Think again. Maybe you haven't had any need for health insurance to actually be used. Take a look at your premiums that have gone up. But take a look at your constitutional freedom. The fact that they can demand that you buy a product, especially a product that has to do with your health. And this is the guy, Kavanaugh, who wrote that lie that was then adopted by John Roberts. This is why I said it's the worst possible candidate he could have picked. The guy who wrote the Obamacare lie. And, of course, the GOP wants that as well. They want it as much as the Democrat establishment wants it. That's why they won't do anything to end Obamacare. President Trump said, in keeping with President Reagan's legacy, I do not ask about a nominee's personal opinions. Well, that hasn't worked out too well, as I said. We had Kennedy and Sandra Day O'Connor and Scalia, all three of those, by Ronald Reagan. Only one of them was somebody who really cared what the law had to say. The others were liberal activists. H.W. Bush. Did Clarence Thomas and Souter. Souter was the guy that nobody knew anything about. He was the stealth candidate, easily confirmed, and went straight to the left. A lot of talk, the fact that President Trump defied Mitch McConnell on the SCOTUS pick, but this guy is a Washington establishment pick. Let's make no doubt about it. It was pretty much in the bag for him from the beginning. McConnell came out and boosted the other two guys. I think that was a backup. just as they put Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan in as a backup to get Obamacare through in case Obamacare, in case Obama failed to get reelection. They had to have a hedge there. I think these other two picks, McConnell pushing for Kethledge and Hardeman, was just to make sure that Amy Barrett didn't get through. And then McConnell said, it is hard to keep a straight face when you look at the opposition from the Democrats. So when we talk about the absurdity of the Democrats, let's go to Pocahontas. This is what she had to say yesterday, video two.
He mentioned his time teaching at Harvard Law School. You've also been on the faculty of Harvard Law School. And I'm wondering if you overlapped with Judge Kavanaugh, if you met him at Harvard Law School or know him in any way from Harvard Law School.
Oh, there were different tribes.
I don't know him personally from Harvard. What I know him from are his opinions that he's written. And I know him from the fact that he appears on the list that the Federalist Society put together of people who will overturn Roe versus Wade. You know, that's how we know Brett Kavanaugh. That's the principal way.
He is a hostile to health care for millions of Americans. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and corporate accountability.
I'll come after her, blessed CPS.
To the rights of women, workers, and consumers. He is hostile to just about anyone who isn't wealthy and powerful. He thinks presidents like Trump should be above the law.
Well, then you should get along fine with him. You think you're above the law. You're wealthy and powerful. He should like you. This is, again, she brings up the abortion issue. And while we're on Pocahontas, a report came out today. Breitbart says Harvard, Yale are defying federal guidelines. They will continue their racial discrimination in admissions. This is why Elizabeth Warren had to fake her ancestry so she could get a position there. Like I said, oh, no, she didn't know Kavanaugh. They were different tribes. Some Ivy League universities are doubling down on their affirmative action policies. A president of Students for Fair Admissions says it is racial discrimination. It is a quota. The quota today is against Asians, much like the quota back in the 1920s and 30s were against the Jews. But that's what they do at Harvard. That's how she got there. And, of course, when she looks at this, she says, Trump is trying to bully all women by bullying me about the DNA. She said, oh, I'll give you $1 million. I'll donate it to charity. And we had Shiva Ayadure, who's running against her, said, I'll make it $10 million. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
I want to plow into all of this. That I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about the cult of death that is rallying to try to stop any Supreme Court appointment by President Trump. Let's put this in perspective as to what it really is. And we're going to talk about the positions of Kavanaugh. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Mark Hare. He's with the Center for Self-Governance.com. They have done a documentary picture on Lavoie Finicum and what happened up there, as well as the issues around the Bundy standoff. And there have been rumors in the last month that people in the Trump administration, it was kicked off by things that the Washington Post said. Washington Post was saying that people in the Trump administration were considering a pardon of the Hammonds, which should be the case. But, of course, the widow, not the widow, but she may be the widow if they don't do something about this, because elderly man who has been locked away as a political prisoner, the federal government overstepping in its jurisdiction, trying to drive people off the land, and imposing what is prohibited by the Constitution in terms of excessive punishment. But it was demanded by the federal government. It was the local government that said, there's nothing going on here. There's no harm done. And they basically dismiss it with a small slap on the wrist. And the federal government came in and demanded that these people go to jail. It will be a life sentence for one of these individuals, perhaps because of his age, if President Trump doesn't step in. And, of course, his wife said, well, we haven't heard anything, but if anybody will do it, if there's going to be any justice coming from this, it will have to come from the president, because we all know how corrupt the Department of Justice is. So we'll be talking about that with Mark Hare, who is the put together this film about Lavoie Finicum. The Center for Self-Governance.com will be joining us in the next hour. Before we get back to the Supreme Court, back to the issue of abortion, which everybody is now fighting over. That's exactly what the Republicans and Democrats want you to do. They want you to continue to fight over this. This is their lifeblood. This is how they get their base energized. They're not going to change anything. It's going to be up to you to change this. And we'll talk about how that may look also in this segment. But before we do, real quickly, this program is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a massive sale that we've continued from the 4th of July. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off of many of our most popular products, things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off of free shipping. We have Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, The Real Red Pill Plus, all those, 50% off with free shipping. All of our Super Blue products, that's two flavors of toothpaste, mouthwash, and immune gargle, all of those with nano silver to fight viruses and bacteria. All of those Super Blue dental products, 50% off with free shipping. And finally, we have InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, 3 month supply, and it is storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in the USA. That is 50% off with free shipping, big dollar savings, many other things at the website. Take a look at the sales that we have, our continuation of the 4th of July. We call it our second American Revolution 4th of July super sale. That's now going on at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about the cult of death. You know, we have Michelle Wolf did her little thing on Netflix. And, of course, this is the these are the people that have made the Obamas, Barack and Michelle, big Hollywood producers. So if you want to know what kind of stuff we can expect from Netflix and the Obamas, let's have a little bit of a sample of Michelle Wolf leading her all-American pro-abortion salute. But we're going to put this in context, and we're going to start with the History Channel. We're going to start by talking about Aztec sacrifices, because that's what this is really about, folks, and I'll explain after you watch this video. Here we go.
Aztec culture involved human sacrifice. Evidence indicates the Aztecs may have been murdering as many as 20,000 victims a year.
They got to get their game up. We do more than that.
Aztecs had a terrific understanding of human anatomy. When they decided to sacrifice their victims, they knew it was going to be a lot easier to get into the chest cavity by making a hole in the abdominal wall and getting at the heart than trying to get through the breastplate, the sternum, and the ribs, which were very difficult to saw through. The victims were held down by four people, and the priest would take a knife, while the victim was still alive, plunge it right into the abdomen, rip open the abdomen with the knife. They made a hole big enough to get their arm in. They put their arm in, pierced through the diaphragm, pushing their hand up into the chest. And the heart is the only thing in the chest that's going to be going like this, you know, and beating. It feels different than the surrounding tissue. The average adult human's heart is around the size of a small grapefruit and pretty much weighs around the same and has that kind of feel in your hand.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Brakes 10th Annual Salute to Abortion.
Those of you listening, we're watching an actual Aztec sacrifice.
Women, if you need an abortion, get one! If you want an abortion, get one! If you're not pregnant, but you think you eventually might be and want to order a future abortion, get one!
Yeah, she says it's up to you. It's no big deal. She said it's actually a great deal. It's about $300. That's like six movie tickets. Movie tickets, it's a big deal. Well, for those of you who are listening, I played a little clip of an actual reenactment of an Aztec sacrifice that was being described at the beginning of that clip by a doctor. And you heard him say, you can't, in those days, it's going to be very difficult for them. It's difficult even today to saw through the rib cage, the sternum, and so forth. My dad had open heart surgery two times. It was kind of interesting. He went to a Rotary Club meeting, and he came home and told us about, it was a brand new thing, open heart surgery. I don't know why they were showing open heart surgery movies at a Rotary Club meeting. It was this small businessmen getting together. Anyway, he was absolutely flummoxed by it. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It was horrible. And then within a couple of years, he had to have it. How they took a big power saw and cut the sternum open, pulled, had vices to pull the rib cage open. And he said, you could see the beating heart there in the chest. Well, as this guy said, the Aztecs didn't have that kind of equipment. It's hard to do that. He said, he'd be sorry, which you didn't hear in that clip. He said, I wouldn't want to be one of the first people that they did these sacrifices to, because that would be, they're trying to perfect their technique. So he goes, so you go in underneath, you cut open their stomach, you ram your hand up in their stomach, through the diaphragm, you grab that beating heart because it's the only thing that's moving in there, and you rip it out. Does that sound like an abortion? You're ripping out a beating heart. You're ripping out a baby. You're ripping it to pieces. Does it bother you to see that being done, talked about with an adult, but you don't care when it's done with a child? What does it matter with America? They're talking about 20,000 people a year being sacrificed by the Aztecs. We do that in a month easily. Easily. About 3,000 a day. You know, Planned Parenthood, they got to do more, right? She said, some people say abortion is killing a baby. It's not. She said, it's stopping a baby from happening. No, it is stopping a beating heart. That's why I played that Aztec sacrifice. And if you look at the subtitles for that movie, they're saying we're doing this, sacrificing this to this God for our prosperity. What do they tell the women when they go into Planned Parenthood? Do you realize how much it's going to cost to raise this child to adulthood? You know, they total everything is going to cost you, every meal you feed them, they say, every bit of clothing, their education, their cars, their insurance, or whatever, every expense they can imagine. They total all that together and present it to you as one lump sum as if you're going to have to pay that in advance. Yeah, you really think you can afford this? You can't really afford this. You want, if you're going to have any children, you know, you need to wait until you're a millionaire, like Elizabeth Warren, and then you can have your children. And I don't know that she has any, but you can have your children once you're financially able to, because, you know, we want all these kids to be wanted kids, to have a pampered lifestyle and so forth. They shouldn't have to go through any hardship or anything. So just murder them. Just murder them. This is what we're talking about, folks, here. And this is reality as we have this game being played with us by the Republicans and the Democrats and the Supreme Court. It's about time that we take this into our own hands. And I'm not talking about getting violent with abortion clinics. I'm talking about nullification of the Supreme Court and the federal government's intrusion into our lives on all of these issues. We have stopped them with medical marijuana. We've had massive elections where they have, the public says, we don't want this anymore. If you stand up and say, I don't want this to happen, you can make that happen. We, the people, could pass a constitutional amendment, and we don't need the Supreme Court. We could pass laws overwhelmingly, and I don't think that they would lock up our officials if they defied the federal government, because they have the right to do that. And if the people were with them, they wouldn't shut it down, just like they didn't shut down medical marijuana. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalist. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalist? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16-ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. night.
Welcome back. We're going to get back to the Supreme Court pick of President Trump, Kavanaugh. We're going to take a look at what he has done, what he is likely to do. Of course, it's anybody's guess at this point, including President Trump. But we never know exactly what these Supreme Court justices are going to do. That's why I said in the last segment, if we want to stop abortion, it's incumbent upon us to do so. We have the tools in the Constitution. We don't need a violent revolution to do this. You know, quite frankly, if the Constitution supported the murder of babies, if the Constitution supported black genocide, as Planned Parenthood has been engaged in, if the Constitution supported that, I would say, and it doesn't, but if it did, I would be the first person to say we need to overthrow the Constitution. But we don't need to overthrow the Constitution. It doesn't support that. It does have remedies that we can do at the local state level. We can even push a national constitutional amendment to outlaw the murder of babies, to outlaw the trafficking in their body parts, as we have seen from Planned Parenthood. But I want to do a news break here at the top of the hour. Yesterday, I talked about the UN, talked about the fact that the New York Times had reported that the UN put pressure on Ecuador to remove an amendment that encouraged breastfeeding, and then talked about the importance of baby formula. And President Trump came back and blasted the New York Times for that report, called it a fake story. He said that his administration supports breastfeeding, but it also wants women to have access to infant formula. He said the failing New York Times fake news story today about breastfeeding must be called out. The U.S. strongly supports breastfeeding, but we don't believe women should be denied access to formula. Many women need this option because of malnutrition and poverty, he said on Twitter. The U.S. has been accused of blackmail after it threatened to cut aid for Ecuador and other poor countries who backed a resolution encouraging breastfeeding at the meeting of the World Health Organization earlier this year. And of course, it is interesting to note that just like big pharmaceutical, we have big companies, American and European, like Nestle and Mead Johnson, that are making a lot of money selling infant formula, I should say. They generate about $70 billion annually, but the sales have been stagnant or falling because people have increasingly realized the superiority to infant health that breastfeeding presents. The Department of Health and Human Services said that they tried to change the wording of the resolution. They denied that they made threats against Ecuador. Nevertheless, Ecuador said that they were pressured by the government bureaucracy. I know that I don't believe this is President Trump saying stop all breastfeeding. But I do believe that there are people in the federal government who are the handmaids of big business. I mean, really, seriously, we look at the sugar subsidies, look at the other agricultural subsidies, look at the business interests that hold sway in Washington. I would not be surprised at all if that really was what happened. I'm sure that that's not the policy of President Trump, and I don't think that he should be the one to have to push back on it. I think Nikki Haley should have pushed back on what was happening there at the UN. Eventually, the resolution was passed by Russia, and it was subsequently approved. The Ecuadorian official said his government had not anticipated the harshness of the American response. He said, "We were shocked because we didn't understand how such a small matter like breastfeeding could provoke such a dramatic response." And, of course, there were all kinds of issues saying that the U.S. was going to cut military aid. They were going to adopt retaliatory trade measures and so forth. This sounds like it's coming from the deep state and from the crony capitalists that essentially run Washington. You know, if we have that much money and power in Washington, as I've said before, it is a black hole for corruption. Every crook in the universe, every big business that wants a subsidy so they can stay in business, whether it's selling electric cars or whether it's selling baby formula, they're going to go there for their subsidy. And it's going to take many forms. It can be intimidation, it can be tariffs, or it can be outright prohibition. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Kavanaugh, the man that has been chosen by President Trump as the next Supreme Court justice, and he is going to make it. I have absolutely no doubt whoever President Trump chose is going to be become the next Supreme Court justice. And, of course, he has impeccable connections to the Washington establishment. One of my big concerns about him, of course. But it's going to make it easier for him to be confirmed. Many of you will say, well, that's good enough reason to put him in. I don't think so. I think there are overriding principles that are more important than just marking up a win in Washington. And but we're going to see some of his decisions here. But continuing on with what I was saying about abortion, we have the former Planned Parenthood CEO, Cecile Richards, held a congratulatory conference for the new, well, she's not actually a congresswoman yet, Alexandria Cortez, but she is the presumptive heir to the throne there in that heavily Democrat district. She says once she is sworn into office, she'll be the youngest woman ever to be in Congress. They're proof that, yes, the future is Latina. Well, you could take that a number of different ways, because Cecile Richards and Planned Parenthood have been actively involved in black genocide. So perhaps what she is saying is that they don't have any intentions of moving a lot of Planned Parenthood abortion clinics into Hispanic neighborhoods, because they have very large families. She's happy about that. When it's the Hispanics that are having large families, and I'm not saying that we should have genocide against anybody. I'm just saying that the Planned Parenthood history has been one of genocide, without a doubt, against the black population here in America. So yeah, maybe it will be Latina. Maybe it will look like that clip I showed you of the Aztec sacrifices. You know, they want to take America back. They say, let's make America Mexico again. They have their map of the Southwest United States. They call it Aztlan, as an Aztec land. So maybe they will bring back human sacrifice. Maybe that's why she's so excited about the future being Latina. I'm sure she could get a hand in that. Maybe she could be ripping the heart out of people, not just babies. Maybe they could move on to adults. You know, it's interesting when we look at the Aztec culture and we look at these other cultures that have relied on human sacrifice. As I said before, it's always been about prosperity. If you go in and you look at the Phoenician culture that was there in Canaan, the area that is now Lebanon, went down into the Carthaginians that were there, Carthage, they had massive, massive human sacrifice, predominantly babies. You know, they would have the statues out with their arms extended, but angled down. So you could take your baby, place it on the arms that were angled down, and the baby would tumble down into the fire. It was all done for prosperity, just as the Aztecs would do it. Although the Phoenician culture really focused more on babies than it did on adults. But it was always for prosperity. And that seems to be the case today. It's funny how the lies of Satan don't really change, do they? Or the objectives. So let's move on to the issues that we have seen Kavanaugh take a position on. We've had, speaking of Alexandria Cortez, she says that his view on the indictment of the possible indictment of the president is an automatic disqualification. Well, I would say that her understanding of the Constitution would be an automatic disqualification for her if we had any say-so about it. Because she said the fact that SCOTUS pick Kavanaugh believes that a president cannot be indicted is an automatic disqualification from Supreme Court consideration. No, that's what the Constitution says, Alexandria. First you impeach them, then you can indict them if it's appropriate, but you don't indict a sitting president. The presidents have to be impeached, and that's exactly what Kavanaugh said, and he was exactly right about that. You cannot have the office of presidency if they were being indicted for every misdemeanor or crime or whatever that was out there. The proper remedy is for the for there to be an impeachment by the Congress, by the House, and then a trial in the Senate. If the person is expelled out of the office of presidency, then, if it's appropriate, you have criminal indictments and prosecutions and so forth. But you don't directly indict a president. So maybe this young millennial should read the Constitution that she is about to swear an oath to. No. Don't worry. You won't have to obey the Constitution. You just have to go to Washington. Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. So my concern, as I said before, Brett Kavanaugh, my concerns with him were the connections to Bush, the connections to Kennedy, who he clerked for, Kennedy, who has been very upfront about the fact that he believes that his decisions should have been informed by law from other countries, not just the Constitution. No, that is not the case. And, of course, also his connection with Ken Starr, because, you know, Ken Starr, and going back to some of the papers that came out of Kavanaugh, when he was investigating the Clintons, looking at the Vince Foster murder, I believe it was a murder, and the different issues that were there. You know, there were serious crimes, serious racketeering, accusations of murder against the Clintons, a lot of corruption. There were accusations of sexual assault and rape. All of that was swept under the carpet by Ken Starr and Brett Kavanaugh. They focused on him telling a lie under oath about a consensual affair with his intern. That was it. That's basically it. And then Ken Starr went on to defend Epstein, the guy who had the Lolita Express and his little paradise island, his little love island. And after that, his third strike was to go to a Christian school, Baylor, become the president there, and then defend the football team against allegations of sexual misconduct. It was just bad timing. He probably would have gotten away with that as well, Ken Starr would have, if it hadn't been for the Me Too movement. But it was just bad timing. And, of course, Bill Clinton is not flying around on the Lolita Express anymore. He's now flying commercial. Isn't that amazing? Bill and Hillary were flying commercial. But they were going first class. And they're probably using your money to do that, right? Their travel expenses as a former president paid for, just like their library and their staff expenses and all their personal protection that Hillary was hanging around talking to them, avoiding the crowd. So usually they go on a private jet, even if it isn't with a pedophile that is taking him around. They usually have their own private jet paid for by you. But now they are taking a commercial flight, still flying first class. All these people who flipped out about the fact that Scott Pruitt was flying first class. Oh, of course, they don't have a problem with Bill and Hillary flying first class, even though they're not even in office. And nobody's trying to kill them, in spite of all the Secret Service protection that they've got there. They didn't have a problem with de Blasio commandeering a $3 million Homeland Security special purpose jet to fly him home from his vacation in Canada. They didn't have a problem with that either. No, it was Scott Pruitt that was a problem. I don't know. I look at this, and maybe the RICO Foundation that the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation that they've set up, maybe the foundation is crumbling on that. I don't know. But one of the good news articles that we have about Brett Kavanaugh, and then we've got an interview coming up in the next segment with Mark Hare, Center for Self-Governance. He's going to be talking about a film that he's put together about Lavoie Finicum, the issues then of land use there at the Bundy Ranch as well as in Oregon. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. But real quickly, and we'll get back to more information about Brett Kavanaugh. He's been... some of the good things that he's had to say were his dissent in Heller versus District of Columbia, And, of course, that was a case where the District of Columbia tried to say that an off-duty officer could not carry a firearm, even with a permit. He was not going to be permitted to carry a firearm off-duty. That was shut down in the District of Columbia versus Keller in 2008. And he wrote about that. He said, in Heller, the Supreme Court held that handguns, the vast majority of which today are semi-automatic, are constitutionally protected because they have not traditionally been banned and are in common use by law-abiding citizens. There is no meaningful or persuasive constitutional distinction between semi-automatic handguns and semi-automatic rifles. And so he says they've not been traditionally banned. That doesn't sound like the right of the people to keep and bear or carry arms shall not be infringed. That's all he really needed to say. What if it was a tradition of banning?
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Mark Hare. He is a father, husband, retired Air Force. He's a documentary producer, president, and co-founder of the Center for Self-Governance. Folks, the Supreme Court is not going to look after your liberty, your Bill of Rights. They're not going to be any protection for you. They weren't any protection for the Hammonds in Eastern Oregon. This article that came out about a month ago. There were rumors that began, the Washington Post, other outlets were saying that President Trump is considering pardoning the Eastern Oregon ranchers. And of course, they had appealed to the Supreme Court because of the harsh sentences that were meted out to them were absolutely out of line, absolutely out of line. And the Supreme Court said, we're not going to listen to that. They rejected their appeals. So we're not going to hear it. And so what happened was you had a federal judge who was overturned by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that circuit court that everybody talks about having the most reversals anywhere because they are so authoritarian liberal. And yet they were the ones who said, no, we're going to send these people to jail for years for trying to protect their property. The Supreme Court would not hear that. That's why we had the protesters after the Bundy Ranch that went to Oregon. Lavoie Finicum was murdered, quite frankly. There's no other way to put it if you look at the video, if you understand what's going on. And so I'm very happy to welcome now Mark Hare, who is putting together a story about that. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having us on.
You know, this started as a Kickstarter project. Give us an update on the status of the film, because I first saw information about it at a conservative conference that happened in the Pacific Northwest. It's gone beyond that now, hasn't it?
Yes, it started off with the Bundy Ranch standoff that you were at, and my director, Jeremiah Loftus, would like to send you a greeting. He was very much impressed by your reporting, especially on the First Amendment zones.
Thank you. Yeah, it was an amazing experience. And you know what was really energizing about that was the fact that you had people standing up for their neighbors and standing up for their own rights and you know, putting their lives on the line. And that was amazing. That's what has to happen, not doing it in a violent way. The people who were doing the threatening were the BLM, and that eventually came out with a whistleblower from the BLM who reversed the lies of the Department of Justice and the FBI and the BLM. And that was what I saw on the ground, was the fact that the aggressors had been, from the very beginning, the federal government. And that's the case in Oregon as well, isn't it?
Yes, and it's very interesting that you bring that up, because Lavoie Finicum is an Arizona rancher. He actually went to the Bundy standoff in 2014 to support the Bundys because of what he thought or felt was overreach on the case of the federal agencies and agents. The current status of our film is that he ended up at the Hammond Ranch supporting the Hammonds on January 2nd, 2016. And between 2014 and 2016, when he went to the ranch, he started experiencing a ramp up of pressure from BLM and FBI law enforcement in his own ranch and with his own county government. And so that really pushed him to become more of a political activist. And so we decided to do this docuseries about the Bundy's Ranch standoff, part one. And now part two is Lavoie Finicum, or Lavoie Dead Man Talking. And it's coming out in three episodes. We just completed episode one about 3 weeks ago. We premiered it, world premiered it, at the Red Pill Expo in Spokane, Washington, with G. Edward Griffin. And that was quite a fantastic showing. I cannot believe how many standing ovations not only the film got, but Jeanette Finicum, Lavoie's widow, got after her speech.
Yes, it's a very powerful film. And we got a little bit of time here before we go to break, and we'll talk more about this on the next segment. But I want to show people and let people who are listening hear some of the powerful video that you put together as part of this documentary called Dead Man Talking about Lavoie Finicum. Let's roll that, and then we'll be right back after this trailer. Okay, this is Center for Self-Governance.
These are real lives. These are real people.
It's got to stop.
We're coming up to the one-year anniversary of the Bundy Ranch standoff.
Let's take you to Oregon now, where armed protesters have taken over the headquarters of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge.
And you could be a true representative of the people. That would be a great start.
Most folks don't realize that the majority of the representatives don't listen to their constituents.
What we're concerned about is those who would travel here with criminal or violent intent.
Are you presuming somebody is guilty until proven innocent instead of the other way around? Which is our American system? Due process demands that question be answered up front and at the first, not waiting until after the fact.
You're going to see a man who is out in the snow. Apparently, he's waiting for death.
The FBI will be giving a news conference about the standoff that has now turned deadly against the activists holding a government building hostage.
So when there's a shootout, you just assume that both sides are shooting, right?
Our petition for redress of grievances was finally answered in the form of bullets.
We all make choices in life. Sometimes our choices go bad.
I finally receive a call from Lisa Bundy, and she's hysterical, screaming into the phone, telling me that Lavoie is dead. Lavoie is dead. They killed Lavoie. They killed Lavoie.
There's not a single police department or any jury anywhere in the country that wouldn't say that's justifiable.
This is murder. This is our government shooting people down.
Hello, everyone. This is Lavoie Finicum, one Cowboy Stand for Freedom. This is a very important video that I'm making. I'm hoping that you can have a little bit of patience as I try to do a little bit of educating.
You know, Mark, as we heard that, you heard St. Uger of Young Turks say there's no police department that would come after these people for this. And I said it's murder. And you know what? We were both right. And that's a sorry state of affairs in our country right now. The police and the federal government can get away with murder, and they did it in this case, didn't they?
It is really starting to look that way. and it has to do a lot with Lavoie Finicum's intention. Now, this is very important because as we do the three episodes, episode one was about his life and journey and pressure to end up at the Hammond Ranch. Episode two is his travel to Oregon and his occupation of the refuge, and episode three will cover his death. It's very fascinating, David. As we investigate and research into the details of this, we found that in Title 18 of the federal law, that terrorism is defined as anyone who appears to intend to coerce a civilian population, and that is exactly the portrayal the media, along with law enforcement, gave in Harney County during that occupation. They really tried to portray these occupiers, especially Lavoie Finicum and Ammon Bundy, as coercing and intimidating a civilian population. But our investigation shows that the reverse is true. The people in Burns, specifically in the city and town of Burns, felt terrified.
Yeah, they felt terrified by the federal government. It's kind of like the trial of the Bundy trial, where they asked people that were up on the overpass there, the bridge, and said, were you afraid? And they said, yeah, we were ducking down behind the concrete barrier. Well, obviously, they were ducking down the concrete barrier from the federal government that was pointing weapons at them, and they were not allowed to ask who they were afraid of. I mean, the answer was obvious, but they weren't allowed to ask, who were you afraid of? We'll be right back with Mark Hare. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Mark Hare. He is the president and co-founder of the Center for Self-Governance. You can find them at centerforselfgovernance.com. You can also find him on Twitter at TNSelfGov. That's T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, Self, G-O-V. That is his Twitter handle. Mark, I want to talk to you. You said you're doing this film in three parts. You've got part one completed. And is that available for people to see? Can they see the first segment of the story of Lavoie Finicum, Dead Man Talking?
Yes. And so what we're doing is we're asking people to either go to Jeanette Finicum's website, onecowboystandforfreedom.com, or our website,
Is that the number one, or they spell it out for cowboy?
One, yes. They spell it out. That's correct.
O-N-E, cowboy.
StandForFreedom.com. Okay. And what they do is they just simply request that we bring the showing, the screening, to their locality live. What we're doing, and this is very important, David, is we're getting Jeanette to travel around the country with the screening, state by state, so that she can raise money for her wrongful death suit. So she will travel with the screening, and they will show it live. Now, once we're completed after the first of the year, we'll make that available online demand via Vimeo, and then after 6 months, probably in the summer, we'll make it available by DVD. Our goal, David, is to get this stretched out as long as possible to keep Lavoie's story in the focus of the American mind for at least the next 2 to 3 years.
Yes, very good, very good. She deserves compensation for that, and certainly nothing could compensate her for the death of her husband. But it is also important to keep, as you pointed out, to keep this story in front of people. He was a very effective spokesperson for these issues. And as a matter of fact, I am absolutely convinced, because I went back there and reported after Lavoie had been killed. We had reporters who had gone before when there was a standoff at Malheur, but I went back after the killing. And I spoke to the people in the town where he and the others were on their way. That was what made them dangerous. The fact that they were going from town to town and they were talking to the ranchers, to the loggers, to the miners who are being driven off of their land, who are having their property rights stolen. They have property rights. You can have all of those rights. You can have ranching and logging and mining. All of those rights can be coexistent, water rights. They can all be coexistent on the same piece of land, and they don't technically own the land as they do in the suburbs. But if you don't support that, when I went on vacation last summer, went up to Washington State, I could see that the federal government was encroaching on people who had homes in the suburbs, and they were taking that away. Now, that's property rights that people understand. They don't typically understand these logging and grazing and water and mineral rights, but the ranchers do. And they were going around and holding meetings, talking to this, and you're talking about the fact that they tried to portray these people as intimidating the local population. It was the local population that was inviting them to come. It was a sheriff in the adjoining county who was going to be introducing them at that meeting. And that's what they had to shut down.
Yes, and this is very important. 99% of the American people don't own a cow. 81% of the American people don't own more than an acre of land. And so this docuseries is for them. It's not necessarily for our echo chamber. We really want to communicate with the average American who's being trained to hate dual federalists like ourselves, people who believe in the separation of governments, powers, and control. And so we've been labeled – Lavoie Finicum was labeled – by the media multiple times as a domestic right-wing extremist on the verge of committing an act of domestic terrorism. He was also labeled by the county judge there, the former county judge, Steve Grassley, I believe, in meetings where he called them terrorists and criminals, but the law enforcement of local, state, and federal would not confirm, and even 2 out of the 3 denied that any laws had been broken. And so this is very, a very important story. It's epic beyond my capacity to explain in this segment. It is an epic story. It needs to be told to the American people, those 99% who don't own cows.
Yeah, and the 99% who don't own cows, the 99% who have less than 1 acre, they're going to find themselves locked up in the city, because that is the end game. It's a UN agenda to keep everybody confined in the cities, and even those who are outside of the major cities, who are in the suburbs. And certainly you guys, I don't know if you are somebody who has a property out in a rural area, but anybody who is a rancher, logger, miner, anybody who is out in the rural area who makes a living off of the land, they are the tip of the spear for this UN Agenda 21, for now what is called the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. They want to get everybody off of the land. They want to own it all, and they want to lock us up in the cities, control everything that we do, track and tax our every movement, make sure that we don't have freedom of movement, that we don't have freedom of communication, that we can't shoot back. I mean, that's the end game with all of this, and they have, many of them have fallen for it. That's why this is so important to get this film out there.
I would have to say that Lavoie Finicum's ability to speak, his ability to communicate, and the way he came across is so appealing to the average person. I had a journalist in Spokane who wrote 2 negative articles about the Red Pill Expo. He used all of the label lexicon from DHS, Department of Homeland Security, on right-wing extremism. Against Lavoie, against Jeanette, and against the Red Pill Expo. By the time they saw this documentary, the same journalist who was in attendance, by the time he saw it, and he reported it on the next day, so he saw our video, he heard from our director, he heard from me, and he heard especially from Jeanette Finicum. His article the next day, David, was completely 180 degrees contrary to the way he portrayed Lavoie the day before. So yeah, we really feel that this docuseries can have a major impact if we can get this into just 3% of the average American's home out of those 99 and 80% who don't own cows and don't own more than an acre of land.
You know, it's appropriate title. You talk about dead man talking. As you just said, Lavoie Finicum had a straight, direct, non-pretentious way he could of talking. He could explain the facts in a very down-to-earth, direct way. I remember seeing the video where he was responding, and he took about 20 minutes or so to respond to Glenn Beck, who was attacking the people who were there on the ground. Of course, Glenn Beck wasn't there, but Glenn Beck was carrying the water for the feds at the time, and he came back to him, and he says, let me explain this to you. And it was such an effective explanation. I can't imagine that anybody who saw that would not be swayed by that. And so what you're doing is a great service, and it is also very important for Lavoie Finicum's widow, who has a wrongful death lawsuit that she is trying to put. That's going to take a lot of money to walk that through the courts, isn't it?
It's going to take a lot. She's just this week, I believe, they're starting the trial for the FBI agent who was at the shooting of Lavoie on January 26, 2016. And then the week after that, Jeanette is meeting with the judge in Pendleton, Oregon, to begin the first motions in her trial. So everything is really coming to head for her. I can tell you, David, I've spent a lot of time with the Finicum family. I really hope, and this is what I pray for our country and for your listeners and the average American especially, is that they will consider having Jeanette to their locality, get to know her and her family, find out if Lavoie Finicum really was a domestic extremist on his way to commit an act of domestic terrorism or not. Get to know this family. You will. I try to be as very unbiased as I can, very neutral in these matters, but I have to say and confess, the Finicum family is extremely dear people, very hardworking. And
give that website again where people can find out information about that and can book Jeanette, the widow of Lavoie.
Yes, two websites. If you want to have her out there to show the screening, one Cowboys Stand for Freedom online, or go to centerforselfgovernance.com.
Okay, and tell us a little bit. We've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about centerforselfgovernance.com. What else do you do besides documentaries?
Well, the purpose of our documentary is to get people to take our political chess training program. We teach political chess. We don't teach political checkers. Our goal is to get people off of the checkerboard learning how to play political chess. So we have an applied civics training program. We also teach state constitutions. We are very unique in the United States regarding state constitutions. We also teach regional government, which is the parent of Agenda 21, regional government, the apparent of Agenda 21, as well as city and county government. So I hope people will check us out. If you want to go one step further and take Lavoie Finicum's training to the next level, come to our website and learn our political chess training skills.
That sounds great. CenterForSelfGovernance.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Mark Harris.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like Brainforce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, 1776, Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Brett Kavanaugh, the nominee of President Trump for Supreme Court Justice to replace retiring Justice Kennedy. We're going to talk about his position on some of the issues, beginning with the Second Amendment. A lot of people believe that that is his strong point so far in some of the opinions that we've seen from Kavanaugh. So we're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the unknown of a Supreme Court Justice. And it's mostly unknown at this point, quite frankly. We never know how these guys are going to go. And especially if we don't get too deep in their personal opinions or their backgrounds and we just take the word of the establishment, sometimes we get suitors and Kennedys and Sandra Day O'Connors and so forth that hasn't worked out too well for us in the past with Republican presidents. So we're going to take a look at that when we return. First of all, though, before we get into the Second Amendment, we have our Second American Revolution 4th of July super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, it's our direct sales to you because, you know, Google is going to block our ads, even our supplement ads. They're going to block on YouTube. They're going to block our views. They're going to shadow ban our tweets. They're going to do everything they can to shut us down just like they do any conservative media. They're going to try to censor us. And we're going to talk about that later when Silicon Valley says, just trust us. Just trust us. Yeah. I'll tell you why you can't trust them. If you need some more data points, I've got data points on how you cannot trust them. But you can get around this by your direct support of what we do here at InfoWars. We have a special right now, free shipping, store-wide. We have some of our most popular products heavily discounted. We got Knockout Sleep Support down to $17.76. That's the price as part of this 4th of July super sale. You know, I use Knockout to try to get myself back on schedule. I have to get up so early in the morning that it only takes me a day or so to get off of that. So by the weekend, when it comes around to Monday, I've got to use Knockout to get myself back. It's like I jet to another time zone instantly as soon as the week is out. So I can testify the fact that it is very effective, and that is now down to $17.76 with free shipping while supplies last. We have Silver Bullet down to $9.95 with free shipping. That's our colloidal silver. And speaking of silver, we have all of our Super Blue products that have nano silver in them. That's our two flavors of toothpaste, our mouthwash, and our immune gargle spray. Nano silver is very effective at killing both bacteria and virus. And of course, you know that bacteria can cause gum disease, which can lead to tooth loss, to heart disease. That's why Superblue is such an excellent toothpaste, and I think you're really going to like it if you try it. So we've got that down to 50% off with free shipping. Alexa Pure Breeze, our air filter for your home. Very attractive, very silent, and right now very affordable. $100 off with free shipping. You can get the Alexa Pure Breeze. We use that in my home as well. And one more big savings I'll point out, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, the three-month supply. That is storable food that lasts for 25 years. It's non-GMO, made in America, and it's got the best packaging you're going to find on any storable food. You can, once you open it, it's got a way to reseal it for a few more days, and you can now get that three-month supply, 50% off with free shipping, part of our Second American Revolution 4th of July super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything at the site, free shipping, 50% off many, many products. Take a look, and we really do need and appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about Brett Kavanaugh and the Second Amendment. Breitbart quotes him, and I started reading this earlier in the broadcast, and here's what he said about the Supreme Court decision, District of Columbia versus Heller, that was in 2008. He said, in Heller, the Supreme Court held that handguns, and this is where the District of Columbia, such a gun-free zone, they would not allow a law enforcement officer to carry off duty. No, you got to lock it up. And they eventually said, no, you know what? Keeping and bearing arms, that means to carry them. It doesn't do you any good if you have to keep it locked up. And so that's part of the Second Amendment. They shut that down. And so this is what he said about this. He said, the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh said, the Supreme Court held that handguns, the vast majority of which today are semi-automatic, are constitutionally protected because they have not traditionally been banned and are in common use by law-abiding citizens. Okay, now that gives me cause for concern. And this is the essence of my concern with Kavanaugh. Time and time again, you will see Kavanaugh come down on the correct side of the issue, but do so in a way that leaves him wiggle room for his promotion to the Supreme Court, or that really undermines the essence of what our rights are based upon. My rights are not based upon the fact that these semi-automatic handguns have not been traditionally banned. And as a Supreme Court justice who is supposed to be upholding the Constitution as he swore to, that is not really anything that anyone should care about, whether or not they have traditionally been banned. Governments have traditionally banned all forms of firearms. They have traditionally banned any kind of weapon that effectively challenges their monopoly on power. Just go back to look at the history of the British Empire and the fact that, they had a yeomanry, and they wanted them to have longbows, and it served them very well at Agincourt. And you go back, these guys practiced all the time. As a matter of fact, when I was in the U.K., and we went to some of the places, they said, you dig up the skeletons of these guys, and you can see that their left arm, where they held the bow out there, the bones were thicker because they practiced so much with the longbow. They wanted them to be very well versed in the longbow, but they did not want them to have a crossbow. That was considered to be too dangerous for them, too dangerous for the yeoman. Well, our founders said, no, we will have these state-of-the-art weapons, including cannons. And so I don't really care whether or not semi-automatic weapons have traditionally been banned and whether or not they are in wide use by law-abiding citizens. Irrelevant. Irrelevant to the issue. The relevant part of this is the fact that it is a right of the people. It is a right of the people. It is not a right of the National Guard. It is not a right of the military. It is not a right of the government. It is the right of the people. And what is their right? To keep and bear arms. And that shall not be infringed. And it shall not be quibbled about whether or not it has been traditionally infringed upon or banned. But he goes on. He says, there is no meaningful or persuasive constitutional distinction between semi-automatic handguns and semi-automatic rifles. Semi-automatic rifles, like semi-automatic handguns, have not traditionally been banned. Here's that phrase again. He loves that. He loves that. Kavanaugh, they haven't been traditionally banned. Well, what if they started a new tradition? What if it became the law of the land because of a Supreme Court decision or because of a precedent or something? Yeah, that's the problem, see? He says they've not been traditionally banned and are in common use by law-abiding citizens. Repeating that again. for self-defense in the home, for hunting, and for other lawful uses. Moreover, semi-automatic handguns, he said, are used in connection with violent crimes far less more than semi-automatic rifles are. So the bottom line is that Kavanaugh, even on that issue where he ruled correctly, when he writes his opinions out, Senator Chris Murphy says that Brett Kavanaugh is a, quote, Second Amendment radical. No, he's not. I am a Second Amendment radical. I am a constitutionalist. I am an originalist. He is not. He is a pragmatist. He thinks that our rights are there and the balance to be weighed. I don't agree with that. I have a big problem with that. And I'm very concerned that this guy is going to turn into another suitor. Now, time will tell. Time will tell. Chris Murphy tweeted out, he said, ironically, on December 8, 2015, as he was calling Brett Kavanaugh a Second Amendment radical, he said, Justices Clarence Thomas dissented SCOTUS refusal to hear a challenge to the Highland Park, Illinois assault weapons ban. Thomas contended that the commonly owned rifles met the threshold for the Second Amendment protections, and his dissent was joined by Justice Scalia. And the New York Times quoted Thomas by saying, the overwhelming majority of citizens who own and use such rifles do so for lawful purposes, including self-defense and target shooting, fine. And he said, under our precedents, again, walking this back, I don't care about your precedents. I have a supreme law of the land, the Constitution, that you claim to be interpreting for us. You gave yourself that power under Marbury versus Madison. You usurped that power, and the presidency and the Congress have supinely abdicated their duty and their authority to the Supreme Court, said, we want it. And after 100 years or so, they said, you can have it. We don't want that responsibility. Too many arrows pointed at us if we make a controversial decision. So anyway, under our precedent, said Thomas, that's all that's needed for a citizen to have a right under the Second Amendment to keep such weapons. So at least he got to that. At least we have a right under the Second Amendment, according to Clarence Thomas. And as I pointed out, it was Chris Murphy calling Brett Kavanaugh a Second Amendment radical. No, I think Chris Murphy is a radical as well. See, Chris Murphy is a radical, and I'm a radical. He's a radical who wants to abolish the Second Amendment, just like these people want to abolish ICE. They want to abolish our borders. After the shooting at the Santa Fe High School, Murphy wanted a ban on assault weapons, even though the weapons used were a revolver and a shotgun. We know what they're about. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to continue talking about the Supreme Court decisions and trying to read the tea leaves of Brett Kavanaugh. I know that as a fool's errand. It's hard for any of us to know that. But I think it is informative for us to look at his decisions because we need to understand the Supreme Court is never going to protect our liberties. The Supreme Court is never going to return our liberties. They have been taken away by the federal government, and it is up to us to take them back at the local and the state level. But it's the top of the hour, and we got a lot of people, a lot of radio stations that carry this broadcast. They're doing news at the top of the hour. So let's do a little bit of news. We got restaurants in the District of Columbia that are going cashless. And the interesting thing is that in the District of Columbia, they are pushing back on this with legislation. As the Washington Post points out, well, one guy, they talk about, goes to pay for his lunch in Washington, D.C., and as he takes out the cash, this Mexican eatery, 24-hour eatery, says, no, your money is no good here. Nobody's money is any good here. You're going to have to use some kind of electronic payment. I said, no cash means no cash register for robbers to empty out. It means no bills for workers to slip into their pockets. And it means no change counting, holding up lines. You know, because we have people who can't count change anymore, right? 2 + 2 = 5. That's it. So that's a real problem today with our workforce, right? Because we have decided that in schools we are going to indoctrinate rather than educate people, even the most basic skills. And so why would they be able to make change? Of course they would. But as they say, some people choose to pay in cash so they can do keep track of their expenditures better. You know, a lot of Christian money managers have talked about that. Stay out of debt. Don't use a credit card, so forth. And I've even heard a doctor who has a great deal of money say that he will never even pay for his gas using a credit card. He will walk into the station and hand them cash just because he wants to feel that money coming out of his hand, and that puts a check on his spending, if you will. No pun intended. it basically, when you have to count out the money, or you don't have a big wad of cash, then it's like, well, I'd like to buy that, but gee, I just don't have the money with me today. Whereas if you got the plastic, you can always swipe it. And then that's what happens. You get swiped with the money changers who charge you usurious interest rates because they have taken over the reins of government and they have removed all of the interest rates. That is one of the most amazing things to me. Why don't we have anybody, Democrat or Republican, why don't we have any of these Democrats who claim to care so much about the poor? Why don't they do something about stopping the exploitation of the poor by these organizations? One of which, Timothy Geithner, who was the Treasury Secretary for Barack Obama, just became the president of one of the worst exploiters of the poor in terms of making them short-term, high-interest rate loans. Why should they be allowed to borrow money at 4% and loan it out at 40%. And that's not much of an exaggeration. It's up in the 30% range that he charges people with his company. And, of course, they've been able to charge people 25% or more on these credit cards. You get delinquent, they take it way up into the stratosphere. And that was when they were able to get money from the Federal Reserve for nothing. Money for nothing and your loans for 40%. Yeah, that's a great deal if you can get it. Several lawmakers in District of Columbia now have introduced a bill to require retailers to accept cash. So by denying the ability to use cash as a payment, businesses are effectively telling lower income and younger patrons that they are not welcome. That's kind of an interesting switch because the government does want us to go to a cashless society so they can monitor everything that we do. They're not on board with that at the District of Columbia. So that's a good thing. But here's the bad thing. It's not just some of the restaurants that are cashless in D.C. We have the Illinois pension plan is cashless. Yes, they have had a 1,000% increase in their pension liabilities for their public pensions. They've only had a 236% increase in revenue over the time. People have only seen their incomes go up 127%. But they've gone up 1,000%. They can't
nourish
afford that.
A probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In this hour, we're going to take a look at a couple more decisions about Justice Kavanaugh, who's been tapped to be the next Supreme Court Justice, the replacement for Justice Kennedy, by President Trump last night. And, of course, President Trump is heading to NATO. We're going to talk about the controversy there at NATO, and we're going to talk about the controversy that has erupted over the last couple of days in the UK, because that's where President Trump is headed next. It isn't like he started that. He didn't light that fire. But in a way, maybe he did. Because, you know, Brexit happened first, and then President Trump got elected, and President Trump has been taking the lead in terms of pushing back against the globalists. You know, I support Brexit because I support British independence. We are all stronger when we see the example of independence. You know, it was Winston Churchill who said in the history of the English-speaking people, he said that when America got its independence, it was a good thing for Britain as well. It was important for them to push back against the concentration of power on the British with the British crown. It had become a very strong monarchy, stronger than it had been in the days of Runnymede, the days when they... The peers told the king that there would be certain things that he could do and certain things that he could not do. And so it had become more of an authoritarian, centralized, and it was getting worse. There were many people who were in the British Parliament who were concerned about that as well. And as Winston Churchill said, once the Americans got their independence, it helped to free Britain as well. When Britain gets its independence from the European Union, it will help others in Europe to get their independence as well as America. We all feed on that desire for self-governance, and that is really what is driving this. So we're going to talk about the erupting problems over Brexit and Theresa May's political problems that are developing in the UK as well. So we're going to talk about NATO. We're going to talk about the UK. We're going to talk about the Silicon Valley telling us we got to trust them. I don't know about that. But first, let's finish up with Kavanaugh and his history. And the Second Amendment, you know, we have, as we look at the Second Amendment, we have Gabby Giffords saying the use of guns for self-defense. She says a good guy with a gun is a myth. Oh, is it really? Is it really? You know, I just played yesterday a news story that broke over the weekend. And that was a lady who defended not only herself, but defended her coworker. A guy walks behind the cabinet, right there, you see that? Big guy. Bam! Hits this woman in the face. She got serious injuries from that. As she moves back, tries to get away from him, and he's pursuing her. Her coworker pulls out her concealed carry, which she is allowed to carry there in Milwaukee. And you see him backing off. Now, we know what would have happened if she had not had that to defend herself. Neither of those women were capable of defending themselves against, especially the woman that just got sucker punched. But neither of these women were capable of defending themselves against that big guy. They weren't capable of doing that. Let's just change it then. Let's say that the way you stop a bad guy is a good girl with a gun. How about that? You like that better, Gabby Giffords? And then we've got David Hogg out there saying that guns have more rights than women. No, not if you look at that clip that I just played. He tweets out, he says, why is it culturally acceptable for any elected official to take money from special interests? In America, we call it campaign donations. The rest of the world calls it what it is, a bribe. And then a woman responded on Twitter very quickly and shut him down big time. She said, you better talk to your partners over at Everytown about this. Of course, pointing out that Mayor Bloomberg and his gun control organization has been lavishing up money on David Hogg, pretending that it is some grassroots teenager movement, when in reality, it is an astroturf movement of people like Bloomberg and Hollywood millionaires giving money to gun control. And as I point out, does a man have any rights that a woman doesn't have, protected under the Constitution? I mean, does it say anything there that excludes women from having guns? Of course not. You just saw that picture of that woman being able to protect herself. As a matter of fact, women having guns is really more important than men having guns. Those women were at far more of a physical disadvantage against that attacker than a man would have been. But when you look at the situation, it is women and the elderly and so forth, that the gun helps to equalize things. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a good outcome, but it puts you on more equal footing with somebody who is obviously bigger and stronger than you are. He comes back then and says, adequately represented, quote unquote, he said, guns have more rights than women. Uh-huh, really? Remember the other story I talked about yesterday with Second Amendment? We had Kelsey Grammer, and he's got that T-shirt talking about abortion. It was the abort73.com T-shirt. There it is right there. And on that T-shirt, talking about abortion, it says, would it make you feel any differently about this if the babies were killed with guns? Would that be what it takes to get the left concerned about the lives of babies? They claim to care so much about the lives of children, and yet, as I've pointed out, it's the lives of children that they continually leave at risk so they can push through their agenda. They want the students in schools to be at risk. They fight any kind of security measures. They fight concealed carry by teachers who, as you just saw in that restaurant, you know, somebody else has got a gun and somebody comes in attacking, especially with a gun. You don't want to have to fight those people hand by hand. We've had teachers killed who have tried to do that. You want to make sure that the teacher who is there, whose life is also threatened, can have the same level to respond to this person who is doing the attacking. That's why vetted and armed teachers who have concealed carry is the most effective way to protect the security of these kids. But they don't want that. They don't even want armed officers to protect the schools. They don't want hardened school entrances. They mock all of those measures because they want the children left in danger. They want more school shootings so they can push what they really want, and that is the destruction of the Second Amendment and our God-given rights to protect ourselves. In the same way, they're doing the same thing at the border. They use the children. Look at this. We got children in cages. They never cared when Obama put them in cages, wrapped them in aluminum foil or whatever to keep them warm. They never cared about that. And they beg the parents to endanger their children and to trespass criminally into our country, to drag them across that dangerous border, to use child traffickers to get their kids into this country. They want that to happen because their policy, their end-game policy, is open borders, no borders at all. And if they can use children, if they can endanger children in schools, if they can endanger children at the border so they can get what they really want, which is to take away our freedom to protect ourselves, to take away our freedoms in this country, to exist as a country, that's what they really want. And they're willing to use children to do that. Yeah, so David Hogg says, oh, guns have more rights than women. You know what? Again, it reflects his mentality where he thinks that these inanimate objects somehow have rights. They don't. But they do believe. They never make it about the person, do they? Always make it about the gun. It's always about the gun. And so as I pointed out yesterday, we've got this new regulation in California saying that they're not going to be able to sell guns unless there's guns that imprint the personalized information on ammunition when there's no guns like that. It's basically a gun ban legislation. The California Supreme Court has said, yeah, that's good. We like that. So that's going to work its way through the court system, this gun ban, this novel approach that California has taken. A couple of updates on that reported by Breitbart. They say California assault weapons registration page is already sharing personal information on people as it's registering people. This regulation could also disarm active duty soldiers. Well, of course. Of course. We don't want any of that. But, again, let's get back to the Supreme Court. Some of the decisions of Kavanaugh that he has had, one of the decisions back in 2007, illegal aliens are not lawful employees in the United States. Yes, we would agree with that. Also saying corporations don't have a right to import foreign workers. This is something that was in 2014. Restaurant Fogo de Chao argued that they should be allowed to import chefs from Brazil on L-1B visa. I like Fogo de Chao. I've eaten there a couple of times on special occasions. I didn't know that they don't like Americans. I didn't know that they didn't think Americans could cook meat. I'll have to rethink that decision. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Just a couple more things to say about Kavanaugh's history here. As I said, he's been reliable for the business interests, saying that illegal aliens are not lawful employees in the United States. Now, you could say, well, that's not what the big business wanted. Nevertheless, he has also come back and said, come out against L-1B visas. It was a case of a Brazilian restaurant. There is one here in Austin, but I think there are several different places. A Brazilian steak restaurant, great place to eat, actually, but I'll have to rethink that now. He said, Fogo de Chao's argument is that American chefs either can't learn to cook or won't cook Brazilian steaks. Yeah, that's basically what we hear all the time from business. So he's been good on those immigration issues. He said the U.S. has a historical interest in supporting American industry. In one of his decisions in 2014, he wrote a concurring opinion, siding with American industry over foreign competitors when it comes to the mandate that products must be marked with country of origin labels for consumers. May the U.S. government require an imported Chinese-made product to be labeled made in China? He says, you would think that's a compelling interest for the American government to do that. So, he has some good decisions there. But when we look at the decision that I think causes many people, there's two things in his background. Besides his associations, as I said, with the Bush family, with Ken Starr, with the GOP establishment, and clerking for Kennedy that make me concerned about his real commitment to the Constitution and to originality, as well as even to the his statement about the Second Amendment, which looked very weak to me. Not strong in terms of supporting the Constitution, but talking about the fact that, well, traditionally we haven't banned these types of weapons, and people use them in a law-abiding way, so therefore we should allow that to continue. That looks a little bit too much to me, not like originalism. It looks to me like, well, I kind of like gay marriage, or I think most people like gay marriage, so I'm going to take it upon the Supreme Court to make a decision about defining marriage. Well, that's not the authority of the federal government, and I don't really care what Justice Kennedy or any of the other of these dictators in black robes think about marriage. It's none of their business. They don't have the authority. Nobody in the federal government has the authority to define marriage. These powers, if they're not directly given to the federal government, remain the rights of the people and the powers of the state. That's what the Constitution says. So they should have shut up about it. They should have said, we'll take a pass on that, like they have on so many other things. Things like our Fourth Amendment privacies. They continually take a pass on that, don't they? They won't take a stand on that. So you've got libertarian-leaning Justin Amash comes out and says, Kavanaugh is not another Gorsuch. He's not even close. A disappointing pick, particularly when it comes to respect to his Fourth Amendment record. Future decisions on the constitutionality of government surveillance of Americans will be huge, and we cannot afford a rubber stamp for the executive branch, or for the deep state, I would add. And that's my concern about it. So many times we see the Supreme Court say, well, we're not going to weigh in on that issue. But they'll weigh in on things that they have absolutely no authority weighing in on all the time. So let's take a look at a couple of the controversial decisions that he made. Of course, I think the one that is the most controversial, that people can't really explain away, is the fact that he came up with the lie that was used by John Roberts to force the Obamacare mandates on us, calling it a tax. It's one of the worst prevarications I've ever seen in my life. That was very inventive. And if that is an indication of the kind of stuff he's going to do on the court, we should all be very frightened about this guy. To say, it's a tax, and we can tax you any way that we want. Well, no, you can't. Not under the Constitution, you can't. A lot of people have fought the income tax because they don't believe that it was properly enacted. But the bottom line is they don't have the authority to directly tax people unless they specifically give it to themselves with a constitutional amendment. And that needs to be done on all these direct taxations. So That is a big problem right there. But we all knew that that was a beard regardless. We knew that this was really a legal prevarication so they could push this mandate on us. We weren't fooling anybody. Not Roberts, not Kavanaugh, who came up with the original lie. But then there's this other case, and that is the Garza case. And this is something that just happened a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago. It was the illegal immigrant who comes across the border, is pregnant, and demands that she be given a government-paid abortion. And so this comes before the D.C. court. And as Politico points out, for Kavanaugh's critics, his action in the teen immigrant abortion case exude a tendency towards caution and compromise. It could signal an unwillingness to make waves on the Supreme Court, or to stand by principle, I would say, as I was concerned about what he said about the Second Amendment. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cusinelli said in an interview last Friday that he's troubled by Kavanaugh's ultimate opinion in Garza v. Hargan. Cusinelli said, in his view, it was quite troubling. He said that it contributes to a view, what he did with this, contributes to a view that, like Chief Justice John Roberts, he is not reliably conservative. And, of course, again, John Roberts taking his decision on Obamacare and using that to foist that Obamacare mandate on us. The Virginia former Virginia Attorney General said, I really feel like Kavanaugh is just another Roberts. He came straight out of the Ivy League to Washington. He was never outside the Beltway. He went into the Bush White House. To paraphrase Senator Feinstein, Bush speaks loudly in him. Kavanaugh said that it was assumed in this decision. He said it was assumed by the Trump administration that a teen illegal immigrant in federal custody has a right to an abortion. Well, that was never assumed by the Trump administration. As a matter of fact, one of the other justices there, Karen Henderson, in her opinion, criticized the Trump administration for not being more, for not taking a position on that. So the Trump administration, Jeff Sessions, was silent on whether or not she had a right to an abortion. And they were called out on that silence by Judge Karen Henderson. In her opinion, Henderson also expressly denied the constitutional right to an abortion under the circumstances, saying that Doe cannot successfully assert a due process right to an elective abortion. And Henderson's decision went even further. Henderson, unlike Kavanaugh, ventured into contentious issues of immigration law, says Politico, about what rights are owed to a foreign national who has just crossed the border and who has few, if any, other ties to the United States. And as people have said, you wouldn't be hearing about this decision if he would have just agreed with Henderson. Instead, he had to write his own decision. And what he did there was he avoided the controversy. He avoided the elephant in the room, which is not even abortion. It's whether or not somebody can come across the border and make demands on our welfare state. And demand, even to the extent that we have to pay for an abortion. That is the central issue. That is what Kavanaugh avoided. He is a political animal, and the Supreme Court is a political court, and that political court is never going to stand for your individual liberties. You're going to have to take direct action. You're going to have to push in constitutional amendments to make things happen. You're going to have to elect people at the state level that are going to stand against the federal overreach that shuts down our 9th and 10th Amendment protections against that. That's what you're going to have to do. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about NATO and the UK, as well as Silicon Valley.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. President Trump is going to NATO. And then he is going to the U.K., and I want to start, and I want to do this in the opposite order. I want to talk about what's going on in the U.K. first, because we have Theresa May, as Nigel Farage has said, Theresa May be. She has been shaky at best. She was always against Brexit until it happened. She was against it before the British people were for it. And then she wanted to become Prime Minister of the Tory Party, and she was the only one that was on the short list, as far as I know. Maybe she wasn't the only one, but she was a leaver who then became prime minister and was going to oversee Brexit. And she immediately began dragging her feet on it, but pretending that she was going to make it happen. And now we see that she had no intention of really making it happen. As I pointed out, the BBC knows exactly who they're going to attack. They came after Nigel Farage first. Nigel Farage, criticized over a shark photo. Widely criticized by the BBC, by the way, for posting a photo of himself holding a protected species of shark. He said, well, I returned it alive to the water. He tweeted it out. He said, I'm depressed over Brexit, so I went fishing. He did that over the weekend. He said, yeah, I put it back. So what? Again, BBC. Oh, so relevant, aren't they? Well, actually, they are relevant. You know, they're going to have ad hominem attacks against the person who led Britain in Brexit and may lead them to it again. He has now made a statement. We'll get to that in just a moment. Always partisan, the BBC, and always there on point. So what has happened in the last 24 hours or so? We have had, as I reported yesterday, we had the minister for Brexit resign after what he saw on Friday. He said, and I, in good conscience, cannot allow this to be a part of this. I cannot betray my country. And he had two other people in the group of five that were underneath that, you know, five people. He was the minister of Brexit, and there were four other people. So three of them left that committee, I guess, of five people. And then the question as of yesterday was whether or not Boris Johnson, who had been the flamboyant face of Brexit, whether or not he would leave, because he'd made a lot of private statements about how much he disliked what Theresa May was about to do. And then yesterday afternoon, he did resign. And a leading Brexiteer, Jacob Rees-Mogg, the, as Breitbart points out, otherwise obscure conservative backbencher, has become a figurehead for clear, honest Brexit, made remarks in a column for the Daily Telegraph, saying that what Theresa May did was misfounded. He said the prime minister has often said no deal is better than a bad deal. See, this is the problem we wind up with all the time. A bad deal is not winning, folks. Sometimes no deal is better than a bad deal. And we need to remember that in American politics, too. It's not just getting this thing done. We see that happen so many times. That's the essence of compromise, especially in the Republican Party. Anyway, he said no deal, we hear, is better than a bad deal. The quality of the Chequers proposal made this look particularly interesting. He said, sadly, the problem is that we've been driven by those who never thought that leaving the EU was a good idea. People like Theresa May. It's the ultimate statement of managing decline. It focuses on avoiding risks and not on the world of opportunity outside the EU. Pragmatism has come to mean defeatism. And now these proposals go to the EU, which may reject them. That's what David Davis, the Brexit minister, said when he resigned. He said, this is not a good deal, and they're going to ask for more. That's our opening offer. It's awful. And we're going to get something worse than that as we go along. Now Boris Johnson resigned. He said this. He said, Brexit is dying. White flags are fluttering. The May deal to make the UK is going to make the UK a EU colony. He said it's been more than 2 years since the British people voted to leave the European Union on an unambiguous categorical promise that if they did so, they would be taking back control of their democracy, said Boris Johnson. He said they were told that they would be able to manage their own immigration policy, repatriate sums of UK cash currently spent by the EU, and above all, that they would be able to pass laws independently and in the interest of the people of this country. You know, when you talk about this, I find it interesting that the BBC would criticize Nigel Farage over going fishing and catching a shark. Because the essence of some of these EU laws that, as Boris Johnson elsewhere said, stick in your throat, just like this Theresa May deal, the essence of those are to put restrictions on the British people fishing in British waters as they have for millennia. And they're saying, no, we will tell you in Brussels how much you can fish and what you can catch and so forth. We will set the limits for that in your territorial waters. That was a big part of this. And so it's interesting that they would criticize him over going fishing. Brexit, said Boris Johnson, should be about opportunity and hope. It should be about a chance to do things differently, to be more nimble, more dynamic, and to maximize the particular advantages of the UK as an open, outward-looking global economy. He said that dream is dying, suffocated by needless self-doubt. All right, let's play for you what Nigel Farage had to say about this, because he was being interviewed by someone, and this interview is about a month old, and the guy kept coming after Nigel Farage and saying, yeah, it's nice, it's very easy for you to say this because you don't actually have to put together a deal. He said, well, I told them what I would do, and I'll let him speak for himself, but that's the context of which this interview was coming after him, trying to say, oh, you're all talk and no action. It's like, no, I do have a plan of action, and here's what Nigel Farage had to say.
If Brexit is not back on track, if we're not actually going to be leaving, and if this Chequers agreement has not been broken, then I will very seriously consider putting my name forward to run as leader of UKIP again. And I can assure any conservatives listening to this, sitting in marginal seats, who are not prepared to stand up and honour the wishes of the electorate, I will make damn sure, in that situation, that you all lose your seats. Because there are millions of Conservative voters very unhappy indeed.
All right, that's Boris Johnson. That's a different clip than what I was thinking we were going to play. And it's my fault. I didn't give you guys the clip for Nigel Farage that I saw yesterday. It was about a month old. I'll tell you, it's not as effective if I say it as it is if Nigel Farage says it. But it was an interview where the guy kept coming back to him and saying, well, you know, well, what would you do? He said, what was your advice to the British government? And he said, I was never asked for any advice. Nigel Farage said, within 3 days of President Trump being elected, I went there and spent some time with him. When I came back, there was never any request to debrief me. They didn't care what President Trump had to say. See, just like the Washington establishment, both Democrat and Republican, the British government believed that they could shut him down. They didn't need to work with President Trump. So he said, they don't care what I had to say. They didn't care what President Trump had to say. But the guy said, oh, yeah, but still, you know, you don't have to actually come together with a plan on this. You didn't actually have a plan for this. And he goes, oh, no, yes, I did. He said, I would have taken the initiative. And I'm paraphrasing him from memory here. But he said, there's really two different EUs. And, I'm just seeing on the monitor here that Trump has pardoned the Hammonds. That is great news. That is great news. And we were just talking about that in the last hour. We were talking about the fact that it was rumored by the Washington Post. The wife of one of the elderly Hammond said, I have not heard anything from President Trump, but if anybody will do it, it'll have to be President Trump. That is great news, folks. These people were put in jail for trying to protect their property from a backfire that was set by the federal government. There was a small amount of government owned land that was burned. It was nothing but sagebrush, as the local judge said. The federal judge, the local people said, no problem with that. The federal judge even said, there's nothing at all wrong with this. And then the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Land Management and so forth came in, and the Ninth Circuit of Court set aside that decision by the local authorities and the other federal judge to not punish them severely and said, no, we're going to put them in jail for 5 years for trying to protect their property. It was a minuscule amount of land with sagebrush on it that was burned. And I want to put this in context. As I said last week, you got the panhandle of Florida where you got the government in its mismanagement setting a backfire and burning down 36 homes. And that's what the Hammonds were trying to do. So congratulations to President Trump doing the right thing. I'm really happy to see that, pardoning the Hammonds. They really deserve that. That is a major victory. We'll pick up with Brexit when we come back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we've just had great news. We had the president pardon the Hammonds. We were just talking about that in the last hour as we talked to Mark Hare, who has just done a documentary about LaVoy Finicum. And it's the first part of the documentary, and we were talking about the case of the Hammonds in Oregon, which is where LaVoy Finicum and others were to try to draw attention to the great injustice done to the Hammonds by the federal courts. And that was when he was killed, I would say murdered. If you look at those tapes, if you look at the video taken from above, you look at the video inside the car, and you put those two side by side, it is very clear what was happening there. But nevertheless, when we look at the original injustice that was done to the Hammonds, we have President Trump has now pardoned them. I will read you the statement from the White House. Part of the statement says that Dwight Hammond, who's now 76 years old, has served approximately 3 years in prison. Stephen Hammond, his son, is 49 and has served approximately 4 years in prison. They've also paid $400,000 to the United States to settle a related civil lawsuit. The Hammonds are devoted family men, respected contributors to their local community, and have widespread support from their neighbors, local law enforcement folks, and farmers and ranchers across the West. And let me just interject here that when LaVoy Finicum was killed, he and the others were going to speak about the abusive acts of the federal government in terms of shutting down people who have property rights and land use rights and have had these rights for longer than the BLM has been in existence, longer than these states out west have been in existence, as the Bundys pointed out when I talked to Ammon Bundy last week on this show. He said, and I forget the exact figure, it was like something like 170 years going back. They had rights to the water and to use that land even before Utah became a state. Well before the BLM became a bureaucracy of land management. And the thing that they're trying to manage is they're trying to manage the farmers, the ranchers, the loggers, the miners off of the land and steal their property rights. These are property rights that they can take to the bank and borrow money on. It's every bit as much property rights as your home is. And if you allow this to happen, you will have no property rights on your home either. if you allow this principle to happen. Nevertheless, going back to the statement that they're saying, they have widespread support from neighbors, local law enforcement. That's what got me off on that tangent. It was the sheriff in the county that they were on their way to that was sponsoring the meeting. He was going to be speaking at that meeting, the same meeting that they were going to be talking to people about land use issues. They were not in opposition to many of the local law enforcement. Many of the local law enforcement were supportive of even what the protesters there were doing at the Malheur situation. Justice is overdue, says the White House. Justice is overdue for Dwight and Stephen Hammond, both of whom are entirely deserving of these grants of executive clemency. Very good. Thank you, President Trump. That is justice. That is justice done. And your mercy is greatly appreciated. Your mercy, but it's also the statement that this makes about the excessive use of federal force. As the New York Times pointed out, the Hammonds are a multi-generational cattle ranchers in Oregon, imprisoned in connection with a fire that leaked onto a small portion of neighboring public grazing land, said Sarah Huckabee Sanders in a statement. She said the evidence at trial regarding the Hammonds' responsibility for the fire was conflicting, and the jury acquitted them of most of the charges. And then the federal government came in with a vendetta. That's why these people were political prisoners, because the federal government wanted to make a point of them, as they wanted to make an example of the Bundys. Dwight Hammond, says the New York Times, has served the 3 years, but the pardons appear to represent the Trump administration's support of ranchers in the battle over federal lands, and also to undo an Obama administration appeal to impose longer sentences for the Hammonds. Not enough for Obama. What a corrupt crook he is. But what is most important about this, and certainly it is important for these people's lives and for their families, but it is even more important that President Trump has sided with the ranchers and the loggers and the miners and the American people against federal overreach. That is the most important thing about these pardons. Do not lose sight of that. And when we look at what had happened with these poor people, it was a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that punished them severely as political prisoners. We're very happy to see that happening. And as we look at what may be happening in the UK, as I was reporting about Nigel Farage saying, don't make me come back down there. I played that for you. He said, I've never wanted a career in politics. I've only ever wanted to stop the country I love from being sucked further into political and economic union, which is most unnatural to the instincts of the majority of my fellow citizens. And folks, we want to make sure that the globalists who are pushing this Agenda 21, this UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, who are trying to lock us into cities, and by doing that, they have to take away our property rights in every regard, take away our freedom to move around, take away our private vehicles and so forth. That is what is behind this agenda. And we look at this fight that's going on in the UK. As Boris Johnson said, this agreement that was put together by Theresa May, it says, we appear to be heading for a semi-Brexit, with large parts of the economy still locked into the EU system, but with no UK control over that system. This is what is happening to us increasingly with the federal government. And that's why it's very important to see President Trump taking the side of the people. We have to, however, get the ability for the American people at the local level to fight for their own freedom, because President Trump isn't going to be there forever. And we don't know who's going to take his place. And I don't know that we got anybody that is lined up that is going to take side of the American people. As going back to the UK, Boris Johnson said, it is also clear that by surrendering control over our rule book for goods and agri-foods, we make it much more difficult to do free trade deals. That's what President Trump has said. He said, I'm not going to be controlled by World Trade Organization rules. I'm not going to be controlled by multinational trade agreements that we have no say-so in. We are going to do bilateral trade. And that was what Nigel Farage was saying in that interview that I said. I thought I had sent to be played today. I forgot to do it. When he talked about it, he said there are two EUs. There's the EU of the old men who want to control everyone and everything. Those people in Brussels. And then there is the EU, which is a community of sovereign nations who want to control themselves. And what Nigel Farage said was, if he had been in the position of Theresa May. He would have been proactive. He would have gone, just like we see Boris Johnson talking about, just like we see President Trump. He said, I would have gone to the individual people. I would have gone to the BMW factory. I would have gone to the champagne factory in France. And I would have said, we want to do business with you. We are not raising walls and lifting up the drawbridge and saying we want Britain to be isolated. Far from that. We want to be able to freely trade with you in a bilateral way. That is what President Trump is doing. And that is what Nigel Farage said would be the way to approach the post-Brexit European trade deals, to go directly to the people and say, yes, you want to trade with us, we want to trade with you. We do not want to be controlled by these old men in Brussels, and we do not want to be controlled by them either. We don't want to be controlled by these multinational organizations, the TPP, the TTIP, the NATO, NAFTA organization. Yeah, we don't want to be controlled by NATO either. I didn't even get to NATO today, but we will get to it tomorrow because we're nearly out of time. And we have just enough time for me to tell you about what supports this program, and that is the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a massive sale there that we've continued from the 4th of July. We have 50% off many of the most popular items that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping store-wide. Let me tell you about some of those. We have BrainForce Plus, 50% off with free shipping. We have Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, The Real Red Pill Plus, all of those, 50% off with free shipping. DNA Force, 50% off of free shipping. That is a big dollar savings. I'm talking about big dollar savings. The Alexa Pure Breeze, the in-home air filter, very attractive, very silent, very effective, $100 off and free shipping. Finally, we have InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, a three-month supply, 50% off with free shipping. That is a big savings because that is very expensive to ship. That is storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find on storable food. We really do appreciate your support, and we hope that you will take advantages of those sales as we have them. And again, tomorrow we will pick up with NATO. What is President Trump going to do at that meeting? And then when he goes to the UK, I wish I were a fly on the wall when he goes in to talk to Theresa May with all the problems that she has with this mutiny that has developed within the Conservative Party. It eventually emerged that he threw some candy to Angela Merkel and said, don't say I never gave you anything. What is Trump going to say to Theresa May? I wish I could hear it, what he says in privately. Who knows? Maybe it will leak out at some point. That's our program for today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.